From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after a coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces, backed by Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes, launched the military operation to retake the city. Iraqi television reported local residents are already fighting with IS forces. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help revive the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with the UN Special Envoy for Syria. Former Lebanese army commander and longtime aspirant to the country's presidency, General Michel Aoun, was elected to fill the top post after a 2.5-year political void. Edward Uranian reports.
Aoun secured 83 votes in the 128-seat chamber when MPs convened for their 46th attempt to choose a head of state. The country's top Christian and Muslim political leaders appeared to cast aside their differences in agreeing to General Aoun's election. Aoun addressed Parliament briefly and delivered a conciliatory speech calling for unity among the country's various religious and political groups. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
For more on that story and others, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. National polls in the U.S. show Democrat Hillary Clinton with a narrow edge over Republican Donald Trump in the last week of the presidential campaign. The reopened investigation into Clinton's emails from her tenure as Secretary of State has added an uncertain element to the race. Several national surveys Monday showed Clinton with a 1-3 percentage point advantage over Trump. The two candidates are locked in tight races in several key states. Surveys still show Clinton with a more likely path to victory. As the FBI obtained a warrant to start searching a collection of possible Clinton-related emails, Democrats suggested the timing and announcement of the probe were politically motivated. FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate investigation may be related to the Clinton email case, but did not reveal their discovery until 11 days before the election. FBI Director James Comey sent a letter to congressional leaders Friday informing them of the development. Comey said in his notification that investigators didn't know if the discovery was significant, as the material has not yet been reviewed. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid on Sunday suggested Comey was using his position to influence the election and, in so doing, may have broken the law. Italian authorities are assessing the damage in Norcia a day after the town was rocked by a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. Although the Sunday quake was stronger than an August 24th quake, no one was killed. The damage was huge. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has vowed not to let a growing political crisis undermine the nation's national security. A presidential spokesman told reporters on Monday the government will maintain what he called a firm readiness posture under any circumstances. Amid the political turmoil, the South Korean military this week began its annual Hoguk exercise involving the Army, Navy, and Air Force. For the first time in at least 2 years, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his political team have met with several opposition leaders. The leaders are trying to defuse the country's political crisis. The opposition's main demand is to revive a recall referendum that could lead to the ouster of President Maduro. Tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets in recent days to support the recall effort. In the presence of international mediators, Maduro met Sunday with five opposition leaders. The dialogue is part of a Vatican-led effort to defuse the crisis. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.